Well, we had a women's retreat, as you can see by my t-shirt here. And there were several of the t-shirts, but this is the one I'm wearing because it goes with my sermon. So if you made one of the others, don't be upset. Here's the women that went. I'm going to ask Tracy to come up here for just a moment. And there's her. She doesn't like to be pointed out, so I thought I'd do that circle. I'm wearing a t-shirt that came from your women's retreat. And I know that this came out of that and several other things, but I just wanted to just give you a chance to just kind of just share with us the things that came out of that from you.
Okay. Bill asked me to speak for 2 or 3 minutes about women's retreat and prayer. I'm tying it into prayer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. because he's going to be preaching about prayer. We want to kind of tie these things together. 6 or 7 years ago, I wouldn't even pray in front of my own husband. It terrified me, and I know many of you feel that way too. Last year's retreat, we had two women who had never prayed in front of others, and they did. And then this year, one of the women came to me and said, thank you. Thank you for, I think Kathy Petty, she's gone. Kathy was the other one that encouraged another woman to pray. And this year, my bedmate promised me that she's going to pray soon. So she's working on that. And, you know, God is, he's on the move, and he's working in the hearts of our women. A couple of years ago, we started a group reading God's word together today, every each day. And I love God's word. I'm not a scholar by any means, but sorry. I love God's word. And I wanted to share that love with the women. And many of you have gotten on board with that. And what's the problem, Bill?
It's technical, but I'm going to solve it by holding this. Go ahead.
So this vision that we would be women of the word, I think, is coming to fruition. God has answered that vision. And I think the next one for us goes along with what's going on in something that Bill has put in our hearts as a congregation is to be women of prayer. This year for the first, well, I don't know if it's the first year since I've gone, the last 6 years, for our final day, we did a time of prayer, praying for our sisters. And I think that was powerful, and that was really, really cool. And one thing that I noted and that Bill kind of reminded me of as he was asking me questions is that as women are becoming more women of the word, their prayers, that's coming out in their prayers. Like you are women who are praying God's word, and that's powerful. And I think he's going to talk about that, so I don't want to say too much. I had so many notes. I'm like, I'm stealing his sermon because I got so excited about this. In Luke 11:1, the disciples say to Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. And that's where my heart's cry was 7, 8 years ago, teach me to pray. And that's still my heart's cry, teach me to pray, because I could grow so much. And I know many of you have that desire too. Can I keep going?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 27, Jesus is hanging on the cross and he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? And I never realized that that's possibly a prayer that he was praying. He's speaking the words of David from Psalm 22. So even as he's dying, he's praying back God's words to him. And that's powerful. I just have one more thing. I read something on Facebook this week, and there is some good on Facebook if you look really hard. If you're looking for it, there is. Except on Saturdays during college football season. Don't get on Facebook. Just don't do it. But I found this, and it was Milton Vincent. I don't really know him. I know he's a pastor, but these are his words. He said, when God chose me in Christ before the foundation of the world, he did not merely choose me to be holy and blameless. He chose me also to be before him in love. It could be said that in this life, I'm especially before him in love when I come before him in prayer and worship. And then he says this. This is the thing that's profound to me. Prayer is not simply something I'm allowed to do as a Christian. Prayer is actually one of the great purposes for which God chose to save me. I've never thought of that in my life. One of my great purposes as a Christian is to pray. So I think that God's at work in our hearts. I haven't talked to Bill and Sean about this, but there's some interest in starting a women's prayer group. I'm not sure what that's going to, well, I have an idea what that's going to look like. I'm not sure when it's going to be. But if you're interested in becoming a part of something like that, it's going to be a purposeful group. We're going to be praying scripture. So just let me know if you want to join in on that.
Okay, well, thank you, Tracy.